Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's touch the table with a little bit of football. David is very excited to present this. He was all hopped up in the pre-show. So you play the music, but you got to explain what we're doing here.
So what we're doing here, I love this, this bed. ESPN needs to go back to this one. So, we're going to go through the 12 schools with the most players in the College Football Hall of Fame. There are 12 schools here, and I want to know, I want you all to think within, and I want you to give yourself an over-under, and we're going to go back and forth, and then we'll see who wins in the end.
Of how many we can name?
How many you think you can name?
5.5.
You know what? I'm going to go 4.5.
Really?
Because you know why? Because it's
always the same schools.
No, because it's probably going to be like schools that don't even exist anymore.
Oh, like University of Chicago, right. Stuff like that. All right, we can give it a shot. Well, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Rico. Give me your first guess, sir.
First guess, I'm going to go USC.
You are correct. USC is on the list.
That many Heisman Trophy winners?
They have 34 players and all right. Coaches in the Hall of Fame.
Let's get it out of the way. It's a popularity contest. Michigan.
Michigan is on the list. Michigan has 33 players.
Again, think this. Right. It's not even a deserving. It's just a popularity contest.
So if that's the case, then we go Texas.
Texas is on the list at 23.
And you know, it's interesting. There's that big of a gap. People forget, though. I mean, Texas went a long time without really being Texas. Yeah. Look up the James Brown years. Those were fun. All right, let's just Ohio State.
Ohio State, yes, is on the list.
How many?
They have 28.
All right, so still a gap between them and U of M.
Let's go Alabama.
Bama is on the list.
You sound disappointed we're getting these right.
I kind of am. I thought you were going to get them wrong. 21. It will end soon, though. I know it will. 21.
Hold on. It'll end soon. I know it will. Huh. Okay, let me do this. I'm gonna take one for the team here.
No,
this is out of the box because I think this College Football Hall of Fame goes back to what year?
Oh, way back.
Okay, so I want to make sure. How about a school? They had a long gap of relevance, but man, in the 70s and obviously early 2000s. What about Oklahoma?
Didn't think you were going there, going way back. But, yeah, Oklahoma is on the list.
Yes.
That was actually 24. My next pick.
24. Okay. Sooner Schooner.
I was going with Oklahoma. So.
Now we're screwed. Got it.
No. I'm going to go with a school that
how many left before you guess? How many are left on this list?
Is it six, I believe?
Six left.
Okay.
I'm going to go to a school that had a ton of success, but it started in the 80s. I'm going to go with Miami.
Miami is not on this list.
Okay. See, here's the problem. I'm going to guess another school that I always associate with the 80s. And I hate their guts, and it's a cult, and I hate their current coach. But damn, have they put a lot of players in the pros, and I think they've got the legendary profile. We are Penn State.
Penn State is not on this list.
So we've got to think old school.
Okay, so if that's the case, Mike, I'm going to go with the other half of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State?
Nebraska.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Nebraska is not on this list.
All right, you're down to your last strike. All right, here, I'll do this. Here, this is like, oh, Mike likes these idiots. Actually, wait a minute. Time out. I've had a thought. Notre Dame. You didn't guess Notre Dame.
Oh, my God.
Notre Dame.
Oh, my God.
They're old.
I was wondering where the guess was. Yeah, Notre Dame is number one on this list with 49.
All right. Yes. Then the next go around, I'll do a stupid one.
What are we doing here? How did no one say Notre Dame yet?
Easy for you to say.
I'm looking at it. I know.
They're not in the conference. So I'm thinking I'm going down conferences like, okay, who's been good for a while?
Yeah, 49. I think there aren't a conference of their own because 34 was next on the list. So 49 is a conference of their own.
So think old school. Think prosperity in like the 1910s, 20s, 30s. We've already got Michigan, where half of their achievements are back then.
See, that's why I thought
Notre Dame, same thing. Think though.
See, that's why I thought Nebraska would be there if Oklahoma was there. We got Texas.
I got another guess. If you want to forego,
you know what? I'm gonna go.
Really think about this though.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to go Florida.
No, Florida's not on the list. You, sir, have
struck out.
You have struck out.
All right, I got two strikes to you.
Why are you taking so much glee in this?
Because he likes our failure. Don't you understand it?
Right.
All right, hold on. I know I'm a slap for this place. It's old school. They won national championships before we had indoor plumbing. I give you the Black Knights of the Hudson. Army.
Army is yes on the list with 24.
Okay.
24.
Now I've hit my over-under. I'm good, right? All right. How many are left on this list? And I got two strikes to use.
You have 4 left.
Okay. College Football Hall of Famers. Army's on this list. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Here's a school who had a ton of success when Michigan did in the 30s, in the 20s, along with an Army, along with a Notre Dame. What about Minnesota?
Minnesota is not on this list.
All right, Rico, who do you want me to use my last guest on so we can get the reveal and keep it moving?
Oh, I was thinking, what about UCLA?
The Sons of Westwood? Is that what you want to go with?
Evan wants to give a hint.
Okay, yes, please.
One is a rival of a school that you have already mentioned. A big-time rivalry that one Mike Filani likes more than others.
Navy.
Oh, Navy.
Navy's on the list?
Navy's on the list with 22.
That rat-ass program that's wholly inferior to Army.
Roger Staubach.
And then I could be right. I think I'm right about this, but they also have a winged helmet.
Delaware State?
Yeah, close. You got to go back to like...
Well, MSU had a winged helmet.
Everybody did. It's how the helmets came.
Illinois had a winged helmet.
Think smart.
Stanford?
Keep going.
Princeton.
Oh,
come on.
Princeton has 21.
Yeah, and none since 1921.
Way back. Hey. You all also missed Tennessee with 22.
I never would have got to Tennessee. Guilty as charged. I never would have found my way there.
And one more.
Hold on. Is Pitt on the list?
Pitt is not on the list, but Yale is.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
with
really?
24.
Now, look, I don't think, at least I speak for myself, I don't think I did that bad.
No, I said, what, 4.5, 3.5?
Here's what's crazy. The most recent Yale...
1927. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Well, that's what I'm like, okay. That's what I'm like. I thought Nebraska would be on there because Oklahoma.
Look, I like stuff like this, but a couple of those, I never would have found my way to Tennessee.
And not Miami. Like, I
don't think they have the depth of history.
No,
remember,
but Mike, for a second, they were half the league.
I know, but it's College Football Hall of Fame.
Right. They were.
You can be a college Hall of Famer without being an NFL player.
Exactly. No, but I'm saying in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, I figured they would at least crack 20 by then.
No. 248. I'm kidding. We're good. David, excellent. I like stuff like that. It's fun to mix it in. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.